You're listening to SBS News.
In Russia, there's an infamous fake news story about Donbas, which aired on Russian state TV in 2014. The story features an interview alleging the crucifixion of a three-year-old boy by Ukrainian soldiers. It was quickly debunked by several Russian independent media outlets, but the impact was far-reaching. Evgeny Feldman, a photojournalist for the independent Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta at the time, was in Slovyansk on the day and was able to fact-check the story.
Russian government is kind of trying to overload the people with these terrible stories, hoping that some will stick. When I was on the separatist side of the front line, I met a guy who actually went to fight because he heard that story about this boy who was tortured.
A new report by the European External Action Service suggests Russia is actively using information manipulation as a warfare strategy in an attempt to jeopardize international support for Ukraine. Published in August, the report states Russia's disinformation operations aim to swing international opinion to legitimizing Russia's war of aggression and distract focus from its attacks on civilian targets and infrastructure and its alleged war crimes. Patrick Berla is a founder of the research firm Gazeta, based in Tallinn and New York. It supports media and tech companies to find ways around censorship and surveillance, especially in autocratic settings.
The actors that have specialized in disinformation have really, really studied how journalism works, the way kind of Western-style journalism is performed, and looked at ways on how to disrupt it.
EU versus Disinfo is a European Union project to combat Kremlin-backed propaganda. In the last decade, it debunked more than 18,000 Russian disinformation cases, with more than 600 entries accusing Ukraine of being a Nazi or fascist state. Russian politics specialist at Melbourne's La Trobe University, Dr. Robert Horvath, says there are several red flags when it comes to Russian disinformation about Ukraine.
Major red flag is the designation of the leaders of the Ukrainian government as sympathizers with Nazism, despite the fact that members of Zelensky's Jewish family died during the Holocaust. Another red flag, I think, is the idea that ethnic Russians in Ukraine were oppressed and they needed to be liberated.
While the United Nations has repeatedly committed to Ukraine's sovereignty, Russia has invaded at least 20%. Experts suggest it is near impossible for independent media to work from the occupied Donbas. This is Feldman again.
There are some press tours that are available for Western, from those photographers or respondents who work for Western media. I think most of what they see is kind of staged.
The widespread nature of Russian disinformation campaigns is relatively known to European media and its audience. However, there are few discussions of this issue in the Australian media. In October 2024, a Senate inquiry into Australia's aid to Ukraine heard submissions mentioning examples of Australian media falling short. The inquiry stated, "It is clear that Russia is not being held to account for its dissemination of propaganda." At the time, the Australian government said it was aware of different misinformation campaigns and was coordinating with national intelligence agencies to counter these activities. This is Berla again.
Journalists who might not be very familiar with the topic might be looking for two sides of the story. Out of the best intentions, but what happens is that you achieve a false balance between someone who's a victim and someone who is an oppressor.
At a rally earlier this year, Anton Bogdanovich, a member of community group Ukrainians in Sydney, had this to say about Russian disinformation.
This is what people don't understand, that normal people are turning to monsters that support all these atrocities. The reason is propaganda.
Lera Schwertz, SBS News. This story was produced as part of a research trip hosted by the German Federal Foreign Office in cooperation with the National Press Club of Australia.